between the wings of the
for that reality, Lord. We truly feel the call of your Spirit wooing us, Lord, deeper into that reality, into that dimension with you. And Lord, what can we say? It's only by grace, Lord. We love it. We love you. And truly, there we're craving, desiring more and more of you each and every day, Lord. We pray tonight, Lord, that you'd grant us, just as we've uttered these words and we've sung this song from the depths of our hearts, Lord, and we pray that you'd grant that tonight, Lord, this time away, that we could just be shut in with you. Lord, it's our desire, Father. Don't believe anyone here is intending to go through motions and play church, and we don't want any kind of a formal religion, Lord, but we want to truly connect with you. We want to unite with you and feast on you and partake of you, Lord. Grant it tonight, Lord, we pray. We just thank you so much for the work that you're doing in this hour, Lord. The light of this day. We just want to tell you, Lord, how much you mean to us. How beautiful this light is, Lord. Father, we just want to commit this service now into your hands and ask that you would take over, Lord, that you would minister to the people, Lord, both, Lord, here present and online. Lord, that you would take each one into a place with you right now of fellowship and communion. It's our desperate cry, Lord. Just be glorified and greatly lifted up, and just give you all thanks and praise. Father, tonight, I know it's a Wednesday night. Sometimes we're very much weary, very much burdened, sometimes distracted. Lord, would you just ease those things from amongst us, Lord, that even as the song says, that the things of this earth would grow strangely dim as we look unto you. Lord, that light would dispel darkness. Lord, that your faith would just your faith counter and eliminate any effect of the enemy, Lord. We just denounce and we deny all fear, any worry, any doubt amongst us, any attribute of it. We reject in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, we lift you up and ask that you'd bless this time and have your way. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Thank you, thank you. God bless you all. Appreciate everyone, musicians. Thank you so much. It's a blessing when we have so many away and we still have folks that can stand in and fill in and substitute and praise the Lord. So, Sister Laura's standing. That's wonderful. And so is Emma. Yeah, you know, hey, either way is fine. I wasn't sure if we were going to open up with some. Yeah, we'll get there in a minute. I'm going to just maybe explain where I'm coming from tonight. Thanks. Sorry about that. All is well. Amen. The Lord is so good. So I just want to share a few things tonight. I just trust the Lord will minister as always. We're not. Sometimes I think as you know, somebody who stands back here and ministers, you're so sometimes looking at your notes and you're unsure of maybe it's going to come out or how you want to express it, and you just have to stand back and say, okay, Lord, it's the foolishness of preaching. Take the vessel, take the little broken up words and and feed your children. So really tonight, I just want to share some burdens that this is coming for me and just what the Lord's been working in me. And I've felt the need for just a reset and a refocusing so much of my heart and my vision. And I think I'm not alone. I think we're all, you know, in maybe similar places. In this day and age, the enemy is working so hard to engage all of our senses and our time to tie us up, to occupy us, to scatter us, to distract us. And I think that tells us how close we're getting. You know, he's working so hard to keep our eyes off of what's reality, what really matters. So this is just going to be a simple study tonight, a real just Bible study on eyesight, vision. What are we looking at? What's got our attention? What has our eyes and our hearts? Because, you know, they're connected. One with the other. If your heart's in one place, that's going to affect your vision and vice versa. So we'll just trust in the Lord again to take these few things and break it open and minister. And again, if nothing else, I'm preaching to myself because, like I said, these are things he's been kind of just dealing with me on. And I'm going to do something a little different tonight. So hopefully you can bear with me in the sense that I'm actually going to kind of start at the end. I want to look at something that we'll finish up with, but I'd like to maybe help us just, Lord, would keep us in the back of our minds, if you will, or maybe in the front of our minds, that we would be conscious of this as we go through this little study tonight. So if you would stand, we'll just open up with this one scripture here, passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And again, we'll kind of come back to this at the end, but I just want to use this to start out. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1. It says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." Thank you, Lord. You can be seated. And let's just think about that for a minute. Again, let's hold that close, because we look at this and we realize if this earthly house, it's temporal. If it's dissolved, we have what? A building of God. So we know that word building, it's a verb, it's active. It's what is God doing? And that's really what we want to think about tonight. What is God doing? Where is he working? And right here we can see, where is he working? He's working on that soul, that theophany, that word body. That's where he's working. And so let's align ourselves with the Spirit of God in this day. It's not in the temporal, it's not in this realm, it's not in the flesh. It's in that other dimension. It's that word body, that building of God that he's doing. And again, I'm going to quote this probably repeatedly. We'll read it here in a little bit. But do you remember Brother Branham in "Knoweth It Not"? He says, "Forget this outside. Forget this outside. What is God doing? Where is he working?" And it's that soul, that's that inner man, even as the vision of that little room. They were going in, coming out, changed. But it's the secret place. Each one of us in there with him, communing, partaking, and that's what we're looking at. So let's just keep that in mind as we progress. So we know more and more all the time this world is just falling apart. And you know what? That's okay. We're called to another kingdom, another reality, another world, but we're a part of already. So we want to just be mindful of that. And I think it's more and more essential as time goes on that we, by his grace, become detached, let it go, forget about it, detach from this realm, this world, and our eyes are fixed on Him and Him alone. Amen. So again, even myself, I'm just sharing this. The Lord's been working and dealing in my life, and I've been, just even recently, He's just been telling me, you're looking at the wrong thing. You're looking at the wrong thing. And, you know, you look at even Peter out on the water, he was doing fine as long as he was looking at the Lord Jesus. And he took his eyes off. What happened? He starts to sink. Right. Happens to every one of us. And you tell me, when your vision, when your eyesight's in the wrong spot, tell me what happens to your faith. Tell me what happens, how fear begins to rise up, and tell me about your reactions. How are you reacting to things? Naturally, because you're using natural responses, you're responding naturally to natural situations, and it's not what He wants. It's not pleasing to Him at all. So again, we just ask the Lord to just refocus us tonight and give us grace. And so again, little subject, if you will, is just a vision reset, a eyesight reset tonight, and forsaking this dimension from the message, Why Cry, Speak. I love this. He says, now notice, faith sees what God wants you to see. So how critical that is, that we have His eyesight. I don't want to be looking at anything else but what He sees, what He wants me to see. Faith sees what God sees. To see, now listen, and reasoning and senses see what the world wants you to see. So we can see right there that conflict, the battle that's going on. Notice reasoning, while it's only human sense, it's reason, it isn't this good. He said, that's just exactly when you use those senses, which is contrary to the Word, see, then that's what the world wants you to see. So we can see the battle here. Faith don't look at that. Faith looks at what God said. So Lord, give us that reality, that Joshua and Caleb eyesight that looks at what God says and nothing else. Strip away all of it. Okay, and here it is. And knoweth it not, He says, there will be hideous sights upon the earth. My goodness, how close are we getting? It already looks pretty hideous sometimes. Hideous sights upon the earth, locusts with hair like women, long hair to haunt them, women that cut their hair, teeth like lions, stingers in their tails like scorpions. They would torment men months. Just wait till we get to the opening of them plagues and seals, them seven thunders. Watch what takes place, brother. You better get to Goshen while there's time to get to Goshen. Don't pay attention to this outside. So again, I think this is so critical for us, more all the time, that we, by His help, by His grace, remove and our just our attention, as the scripture says, set your affections where? On things above, not on things on the earth. And you know, the challenge, I think, for all of us, you know, devices like this, we have them all at our fingertips. Whether you want it or not, you're getting maybe some news and alerts and all these things. And then it becomes this habit. It becomes a little bit of an entertainment or a release, you know. And that's a problem. And then you get more tuned into the news. And then it becomes I don't want to miss anything. See how the enemy works. You want to stay up to date and you want to know what's going on here and there. And you just get fixated more and more on this dimension, where, what did we start out with? We have where? A tabernacle being built. Where? Eternal. Where? In the heavens. Let's move. Let's fix our attention there. Let's turn now to Hebrews chapter 12. So we'll go through a few things. Again, real simple. This is the heart of the matter that we're going to minister on tonight. I'm going to share this. I'm going to read this start. Excuse me. We'll start out reading it together, and then I want to read a different translation. Oops, I'm sorry. I'm going the wrong direction. Hebrews 12, very familiar, but just so fitting in this hour, I think. Verse 1, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed with so great a cloud of witness. Let us lay aside, here we go, every weight and the sin which doth easily, so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. So again, we can see that just we got to lay these things aside, forget it all, and look at him. Okay, let me share this. Because this is from Amplified, and I'm going to actually put this on Grace Ministries for whoever is able to. Do we have Wi-Fi up, I assume, tonight? Everybody gets this? Okay, now my phone's not working. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. I know. Well, this is... Oh, here we go. All right. And it's amplified. I just like the way that this is for those who, again, have their... All right, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who have borne testimony to the truth, here we go, let us strip off and throw aside every encumbrance, unnecessary weight that sin which so readily, deftly, and cleverly clings to and entangles us. Let us run with patient endurance and steady and active persistence the appointed course of the race that's set before us, looking away from all that will distract. Lord, help us. Looking away from all that will distract to Jesus. Oh, Lord, help us. Let's just remind ourselves of some things tonight. Again, counting on the Holy Spirit to work in each one and do this work and help us. But turn to Matthew chapter 6, very simple, but similar verse here. We know this. The light, verse 22, Matthew 6, verse 22. The light of the body is what? The eye. If there, therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. So again, we're going to check up. We're going to just examine ourselves in the Word tonight. This body, this spiritual body, how healthy am I? Well, is my eye single? Because it's saying right there, if my eye is single, my whole body is going to be, again, this is beautiful. This is Wiest. It says, the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be in single focus. I like that. If your eye be in single focus, pure sound, your whole body will be well lit. Oh my. So again, just a constant battle, I think, where the enemy's working to saturate and to engage and just occupy the senses. Pardon me, I'm a little bit hoarse and I'm gonna pop in a... Do you remember, again, just thinking of that thought of single focus, single vision, the old Indian proverb says, if you chase two rabbits, both will escape. So it's true. David says in Psalm 16:8, I've set the Lord always before me. Lord, let it be in us. You're always before us. What's the reality? This world or him? Jonah 2:8 says, they that observe lying vanities. Tell me about this world. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. I think it's so interesting. The word there for observe is actually to hedge about, to protect. So what in this world, what in myself, what are the things that I'm trying to guard and protect, that I'm pouring my time and my attention to? And he wants me in tune with him, in tune in with what he's doing. And where is he working? He's working on that soul man, that eternal body. Let's look at that. Let's extract or withdraw ourselves, as we read earlier, from everything else that distracts us and look to him. I don't care what so-and-so says. I don't care. I want to know what he is saying. I don't care what is going on here or there. I want to know what he's doing. And that's my whole motive, is that right there. Lord, help us. Amen. Excuse me, let's turn to another one in Philippians chapter 3. Okay. Again, a reset of our eyesight, our vision, our thinking. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. For our what? Our conversation is in heaven. We know that word conversation is actually what? Do you remember? Anybody? Citizenship. It speaks of that. Our citizenship. Think about that. Our citizenship. Our identity. Our birth. Our who we are is there. It's not here. So forget about this. Forget about it. I'm not Democrat. I'm not Republican. I'm Christian. That's my home. So why are we getting all wrapped up in whatever's going on down here? It's not home. We're aliens. We're pilgrims. We're strangers. Forget it. Let it go. Our conversation is in heaven. From whence we look. From there we look. Not from here we look. From there we look for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, want to share this in the West. So beautiful. For the commonwealth of which we are citizens has its fixed location in heaven, out from which we are. Now, love this. What comes next? With our attention withdrawn from all else. There we go. Lord, help us. Let it be. Let me read that one more time. For the commonwealth of which we are citizens has its fixed location in heaven, out from which we, with our attention withdrawn from all else, are eagerly awaiting to welcome the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to receive him to ourselves, who shall transform this body of ours, which has been humiliated, so that it will be conformed to the body of his glory. This in accordance with the operation of him who is able to bring all things into subjection to himself. I like that. Thank you, Lord. And I was thinking about these things, and I could not help but thinking of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians. You don't have to turn there. 1 Corinthians 2, where he says, I've determined to know what? Nothing among you. I have determined, resolved to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Let me ask you something. Do you think he ever looked back on that with regret? Well, I really wish I would have dug in and learned these things and stayed up to date on X, Y, and Z. No, I have determined to know nothing among you. I don't care. You, the same will be for you and I. Let it go. You will never look back someday and say, I wish I would have dug in to the news or dug into this, that, or the other thing a little bit more. No. May our heart, our whole makeup. I like Brother Branham, how he talks about Jacob. He said his whole motive was that birthright. Amen. Again, what is God doing? Where is he working? Where is he speaking? It's that, excuse me, inner man. Amen. Forget this outside again. Okay, let's turn to John chapter 21. We'll read just the end of the chapter there. The last couple of verses are... All right, we're going to... This really is all so beautiful, but I just want to draw from couple of verses here. John chapter 21, I'm sorry, in verse 20. Then Peter, turning about, seeth a disciple whom Jesus loved, following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. And I think those words, those things that buzz in our, we're human, we all can identify, what about, what if, what about this, what about that, what, how much is he standing near saying, don't forget it, follow me, all your eyes, all your attention on me, what is that to thee? Lord help us. Back to Hebrews, actually, we were just there, I should have arrange this maybe a little different. Hebrews chapter 11. So we're really, you know, you could talk about this. You could title it different ways, frame it different ways. We'll call it faith, right? Because that's really what faith is. It's your revelation. It's your eyesight. It's we're gonna drop in and catch a couple verses here in the middle of chapter 11. So let's go down to verse 13. Says, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but what? Having seen them afar off. I like that. And that was their reality. And we were persuaded of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were what? Strangers and pilgrims on this earth. This isn't our home. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And verse 15 to me is so striking. And truly, if they had been mindful of the country from whence they came out, so they weren't mindful, were they? They were not mindful of that. Why? Well, we just read in verse 13, their eyes were somewhere else. So again, what are you mindful of? What am I mindful of tonight? And where's our eyesight? Where are we looking? Lord, search us, help us. Okay, and then on to verse, same chapter, verse 27. We've read this many times, but verse 27, by faith, speaking of Moses here, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. That eyesight, that was his reality. By faith, he forsook. By faith, he forsook the natural. You could say Egypt was his world or had been his at some point. It represents the world. By faith, we forsake this world and we see the other. I'm going to read that again. Bear with me. I hope it's okay. I love at least this first part in Wiest. Oh, sorry, this is Amplified. These people all died controlled and sustained by their faith. I like that. We says dominated. They died dominated by faith. So what's, again, we look at ourselves tonight. What's dominating my eyesight? What's dominating me tonight? Is it that faith fixed on that other dimension where God's working? Where is he working? He's working on that inside man. We have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Forget this outside. Amen. Now I want to move, let's just touch on a couple other things here. This is in the message, Hidden Life. And I love this because, you know, you just stop and think about that title is so beautiful. A hidden life. Hidden means what? Well, I can't see you and you can't see me, right? We're hidden in Christ. Different ways you could kind of look at it. But tell me about something. He's talking about this and he's typing the believer, the believer who's gone into that holiest of all, that curtain's dropped behind him, and you're in there in the presence of the Lord. What awareness does that believer have in there of what's going on outside? What contact does he have? Yeah, not much, nothing. So Lord help us again. These are things on my heart. This is what the Lord's been dealing with me. And we'll just kind of go through some of these things together. But before we get into that, are we still, where did I leave you last? In Hebrews? Are we still in Hebrews? Okay. Let's go back to chapter 6. We're going to catch just a beautiful part of the chapter there. So end of the chapter, chapter 6. I love this. Verse 17 says, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. See, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold on the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. There we go, the soul, man. Again, just kind of emphasizing that part of the work that God's doing. Where is he working? It's in that soul, man. Both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Amen. I love that. And again, just that anchor of the soul, that reality of what's temporary, what's eternal, where's our eyesight? Brother Branham, forget this outside. Forget it. Again, I love Paul. I've determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. So as the enemy just, again, tries constantly to hound us and tries to engage us and distract us, let's, Lord, give us grace. Keep our eyes fixed on that, fixed on home. Our citizenship is in heaven, from whence we look. Oh, Lord, help us. Amen. One other quote or one other passage here. This is just, you don't have to turn there, but I was looking at this earlier. And this is, you go through the study and you, as we're getting ready to go into this message, Hidden Life, it's so beautiful, just the different types and shadows that we see there. And in aligning with the theme here tonight is where is the Lord working? Where is that body? It's that soul, man. It's that inside man. So you look at the inner court, and just one of the passages here is Ezekiel 43, verse 5. He says, So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court. And behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. Where is he? Where is he? Where is he working? It's that inner man, the inner court. That's where he's fellowshipping with his bride. That's where he's fellowshipping with his people. Forget this outside. Forget this outside. Oh my. You know, think of Psalm 27 and Psalm 90 and all these different ones that talk about in the time of trouble, he's going to hide me in his pavilion. You know, don't fear, don't do all these things. You can see that the sense is that, hey, there is trouble, there is trial, there's problems, and guess what? There's going to be more and more and more all the time because this world has to fail. It has to give way to that kingdom. So let it go. Don't be astonished by these things. Let's have our hearts raptured up right now and be in this place again, single vision. If thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Amen. Let's go ahead and just, we're going to take this maybe a piece by piece, and then we'll be kind of winding up here in a minute. But this again is the message, Hidden Life. So if you feel led, maybe I would just say add it to your list of sermons to listen to. If you're looking for something, there's three different ones. I think A Hidden Life, Hidden Life with Christ, and then one other one. But it's just beautiful. So he says here, God said, Moses, make you a golden pot. Hallelujah. And in there, place this manna. And remember that a believer, when he walked in there, the manna did never did run out. It was always fresh and new and sweet as the days went by, as the years went by. any man who comes into Christ and hides away, and here we go, and the veil falls behind him, he's in the presence of Almighty God, eating manna day and night from one hour to the other. It's always just as sweet as it was the first day of telling to your soul. Amen. Don't you like that? Can you say amen? He said, that's what we need today, is to get in there, is get in where things are at, not stand off and pretend, not stand off and act, but actually get in there. Amen. Now he says, remember, only believers, only elects comes into that God has chosen you. He says, I believe that in Revelations 2, he said, he that overcometh. So it's promised to overcomers. So again, he's talking about hidden manna in behind that veil, partaking. It's promised to overcomers. You said, I overcome smoking. That ain't what he's talking about. There's a whole lot more goes to Christianity besides not smoking cigarettes or drinking whiskey. He that overcometh shall inherit all things and will be my son, and I will be his God. And listen, I will give him of the hidden manna. I'll hide him away and give him the hidden things. Here we go. I'll hide him away and will give him the hidden things the world on the outside of the curtain don't know nothing about. I love that. So you're shut in. You're in that place, communing, feasting. World on the outside doesn't have a clue what's going on. But Lord, that's what we're called to. That's where he wants us. That's where our eyes and our heart and our whole being should be caught up in, this place of reality with him. He says, I'll give him a stone with his name on it. You get what I mean? Entering into adoption, or the hidden place with God. So he brings this right into adoption. So is this for us right now? Is this just a nice message we quote? No, it's a reality. It's a place that he's working and drawing and bringing us into that place. That's that fellowship. And guess who's in there? It's you and it's him. It's that secret place, that little room, if I can say that, just you and him, the soul man, communing, feasting on the things of the Lord. Okay, let's go on here just a little bit more. He says, ministers of the gospel, don't care about your denominations and what the world thinks, but seek to enter into the hidden manna where the full revelation of God is. Make love perfect in your heart, and you and God and everything else is at rest. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. Let everything aside. What may you're hidden away. What a place to live. I like that. Oh, just let me abide there, as the song said. Let me rest neath the tree where the water so freely flows, where the Lamb is the light and the soul of the saved never die. Amen. Amen. If he's brought this forth, if he's expressing this, is this coming forth from the very heart of God to us? And if there's something in us that's responding to it, isn't the deep calling to that? Isn't that what he has for us tonight, to enter into that? All right, he says, sure, they eat the manna out there, but they didn't know about this. They'd never been in there. Have you, my brother? Don't despise my ignorance, but I want to ask you something. Have you ever come into the place in life where Christ meant more to you than all the arguing you could do about your church? Has Christ meant more to you than all the world? I don't mean an emotion or a mental workup. I mean from the depths of your heart, that something's settled in there, something's taken place, and you don't know how it come, but you're hid away, and your whole motive is to serve Jesus Christ. Have you entered into that place? Amen. Lord, help us. Search us tonight. Have you entered into that place? Have you come into that place where you don't care what anyone says, not to go out and act smart, but till the love of God is so anchored in that, in there, and you, that you don't see nothing else? Oh, Lord, that's it right there. You don't see anything else. Your whole motive is to do the will of God. Love for everybody, flowing free from every. What a place to live. That's the hidden place. That's the place we got to come to, brethren. That's the place where God reveals his secret things. It's that inner court. Let me just repeat that. He says, what a place to live. That's the hidden place. That's the place where we've got to come, brethren. That's the place where God reveals his secret things. That's the place where God does the placing and the calling. So just stop and let's just chew on that for a minute. Is that rich? Is this represent reality? Is this what we're called to? So let's go back. He says, he starts out, he's talking about that hidden manna that never fails. And the believer back in there, tucked away behind that curtain, is feasting continually and partaking. And he also talks about overcoming. So our overcomers, as overcomers, what does this have to do with overcoming? Everything. Has everything to be to come with overcoming. Being in that place of communion and fellowship with him. Feasting. He goes into adoption. God placing, God calling, God revealing. All there in secret between he and his child. Each one. Amen. We're going to again repeat as we said earlier. Brother Branham from the Message knoweth it not. Forget this outside. Forget it. Amen. I'm going to just go back over real quick. Those passages we read. Hebrews chapter 12, looking away from all that will distract to Jesus. Lord, help us tonight. Looking away from all that will distract to Jesus. And again, Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. With our attention withdrawn from all else, we're looking one place. The question is, what? It's not what is our news feed telling us, what is this telling us, and maybe we're going to miss out on something. No, forget about it. Where's our kingdom? Where's our home? It's home. It's heaven. It's not down here. Let's have our single vision. Let's have our attention withdrawn from all this. I don't think anyone will ever look back once we get home and say, you know, I really wish I would have kept up on the news a little bit more. I wish I would have been a little more up to date on all those, you know, events and this and that. Not happening. Not at all. What if? What about this? What about that? What is that to you? Follow thou me. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just look to you tonight and again, trusting, Father, that you would take just a simple message, Lord, and help the people, touch them, Lord. You know this was on my heart, these things that I've had need of, Lord, and I know I'm not alone, and I just ask that you would, together, Lord, all of us, that you would, even as we read in these things, just withdraw, Lord, our affections, our attention from things down here. We know the enemy's constantly working, Lord, just to, again, to occupy and to so tie us up into these things around us, Lord. Just ask that you would bring a freedom tonight, Lord, a release from these things. Burdens, cares, worries, whatever it would be, Lord, that our eyesight would be just fixed on you, Lord, alone. We would have the resolve in our hearts, Lord. I truly don't need to know anything. I want to know what you have to say. I want to be listening to your voice, even as we, Lord, we love that scripture in Proverbs. Lord, blessed is the man who hears me watching, waiting daily, Lord, watching at the post of my door, or at my gate, I believe. Lord, let it be in us tonight, Father. Search our hearts, and Lord, we love you. We do desire more of you, Lord. Just give us a little bit of a correction, Lord, here where we have need of it, Lord, that our love would be only for you and our eyesight would be only you, Lord. For we know this earthly tabernacle will be dissolved or changed, but the one that you're building, Lord, that's it. That's where you're working. Lord, let us be mindful of these things, we pray. And we just, again, commit ourselves and all these things into your hands in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. I'm so sorry. Thanks for putting up with me tonight. I felt like my voice was pretty kind of terrible. It's bugging me. Maybe more is bugging you. I'm sorry. Let's just sing that song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Amen. I like that. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Sing it one more time. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Amen. Don't you like that? Let it be tonight, Lord, that the things of this world will grow strangely dim. Amen. Let's just another one that I was thinking of, kind of similar. I worship you in the inserts. Let me find that. Am I saying that right? When I look into your, verse 19, or number 19. Would you stand with me? And again, I love this. Let it be that those words, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you. Oh my, yes, yes, yes.
Whoa, when I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you.
Amen.
When I found the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you.
Let's sing it one more time.
When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you.
Yes, Lord, that's our desire.
When I found the joy of reaching your heart,
when my will becomes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. Amen. That's just so beautiful. Just thinking tonight, even as we're singing that, of the apostles, you know, the people around them, the world around them, said that they had taken note that they had been with Jesus. And think about that. You know, is the world going to know that you're feeding on the news and that you're caught up on current events, or is the world going to know that you have been with Jesus? Oh, Lord, help us. Amen. Let's pray just one more time. Heavenly Father, we just, again, thank you for this little time. We, Lord, these words that we just sang, Lord, I believe it's a cry of our hearts. Lord, search us tonight. Lord, would you just restore that first love tonight for each one? Lord, correct our eyesight, correct our vision, Lord. We ask this as you bless now the remainder of this, or the evening. Go with us, protect us. We give you all praise in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you.